Hello. I am Juan Tomás García. I am. Let me check this. I am the data solution manager from Open Systemas, and Open Systemas is a small company in Spain. We are very specialists in big data project, and usually we use as our name Tel Open System. We starting 15 years ago, and also I am the former president of the Spalinus. Spalinus was a very important local research group in Spain, and I can say in the south of Europe, we did a lot of projects in Spain. Even we had a couple of laws in the parliament. We are very proud of this. And also I am the author of the La Pastilla Roja. This was the first Spanish book about free software. This book is very funny because the La Pastilla Roja in English is the red pill. Did you remember the Matrix movie? You need to choose between two pills, and we choose this name because the red one was the good one. Okay, and it's funny because the book has a picture of a red pill, and everybody that talk with me tell me about and this book is about drugs. No, it's about free software. And okay, I understand. But what is your favorite drug? I say the red pills. But it's so funny. I recommend you to row the boat because you got friends in the bars and the club with little sport. Today we had this menu. We talk a little about the history of Kappa architecture. After that, we take a look about the Lambda architecture and say what's the prof and cons about Lambda. And after that, we take a look in the Kappa architecture. And the final one will be about how we use in Open Systemas Kappa architecture with some real use case. A little context about Kappa architecture. You know this guy? This guy is Jay Kreft. Everybody know Jay Kreft? Okay. Jay Kreft wrote this post in O'Reilly Radar, and there is the very first mention about Kappa architecture. And this was very important because in July 2014 was the first mention. And when Jay Kreft is starting to talk about Kappa architecture, it's funny because here he puts a sentence saying something like, "This is the ice to sample that I think is not hard or not worth to merit to a Greek letter." Okay, I think merit the Greek letter. Well. Jay Kreft was involved in a lot of projects, but I think this post or this EC is very important to understand the story of the streaming data. I usually say that there is two kinds of engineers: the engineers that read that post and the rest that never think about the thing. You had the link to read the post if you didn't. And this post is about 30 or 35 scrolls. It's a long post, but worth to take a look. There is a version of this book is a, with a pretty with a pretty picture. It's this almost the same version of the or the original post. Okay, and the thing about the post is that JCRES starting to thinking about what is all the information is created like a log. Okay, this is the post. What about if you think about the click stream of the one we saved? It's very easy to think it's a log because every click, every page is reporting in a file, and you have a lot of information. But what happens if you are starting thinking about all the information that is produced in a system? You can work with this information in the way it's a log. That is the book. That is the thing. Perhaps it's so simple, but when you start to think about everything is a log and everything can be streaming or data streaming, the way you think about the information change. Well, Jacob was working in this project. Perhaps you know about a couple of them. The most famous, perhaps, is Apache Kafka. Apache Samza is like a Storm or Spark. Bordemore, I don't know what it's about, or Azkaban. He leaves LinkedIn. And he's the co-founder and CEO of Confluent, okay? And it's funny because if you see this name, this is a view from a data scientist or from a person that is working with data. When I see this list, I say, hey, I got the two last book JCRES read, and as you see, was the book from Kafka and Harry Potter. That just is a little funny question, and you can discover where what will be the next book. Okay, so take a look in the Lambda architecture. Everything here know about the Lambda architecture. This is very, very standard. I will talk a little about this, but you have a very good entry in the Wikipedia, so you can read more about this. But this is a very classic approach to how manage the information in the big data or data project. Okay. There is a two part. Can you maximize again the presentation? Ah, okay. Well, there is two part. This is very classic. You have a batch part and another speed part, a speed layer with the information that is created in real time or from the data stream. You have, when you are serving the information, you merge the info from the speed layer and the batch layer. Almost this is more or less a classical view of how to work with Lambda architecture. The part of the batch layer is usual is Hadoop. Are you using MapReduce and something like the speed layer? can be stored, can be stored as in some way in Hadoop, okay? And there, this part, in this part, there is in the bash layer, there is interesting points like the information in the bash layer, the information you or the data you store as in Hadoop file system or whatever are immutable. You can pre-compute or having bash views for speed, but in this part is you are thinking in batch. At the end, it's not interactive and it's a very classic approach. Okay, the server line are only merging the information, and the speed layer are trying to integrate this information. Well, here there is some technologies. I don't want to spend so many time on how can be